Cassandra, Cassandra Rouse, Rouse, born 10/4/58, today is 2/26/2024. This is a 66-year-old woman currently on hospice with diagnosis of severe protein calorie malnutrition, DVT, hypertension, fatty liver, hypothyroidism, coronary artery disease, and gastritis, period. I was asked to see this patient because of pedal edema. Patient has severe history of neuropathy, alcoholic liver disease, no diabetes, no sleep apnea, she tells me. She used to be an avid drinker. She used to drink a lot of alcohol because she had a lot of family issues, in quotation. She did not smoke much. Medication includes Aldactone 100 milligram once, then Norco for pain, Lasix 40 milligram, which she's not taking, in capital letters. She lives in a group home at this time. She's in bed. She can only stand for 10 minutes. She's bed and bowel and bladder incontinent. Recently was hospitalized with urosepsis, CHF, respiratory failure, both in November and January of this year. Subsequently was admitted to the hospital, to the group home, where she's staying now with above-mentioned symptoms. Family history, mom died of hypertension, diabetes, doesn't know what her father passed away. Let's see, surgical history. She had her thyroid removed because of some kind of thyroid issue, maybe cancer, but definitely doesn't have any thyroid. She had foot surgery, hand surgery, and shoulder surgery. Patient's medication from before, which I was able to obtain from the pharmacy, included levothyroxine, potassium, Remeron, Atrovastatin, and some sort of B12 and Bentyl, period. New paragraph. Patient is not taking her levothyroxine at this time, period. COVID immunization is up to date. Allergy, penicillin, latex. An exam, Cassandra is awake but somewhat confused, emotionally labile, blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse is 92. Respiration is 18, O2 side 99%. Heart pulses, one pulse of his two lungs, three bronchi. Abdomen is soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows a 2 plus pedal edema, which she states has improved since she's been elevating it recently. Period. Assessment, fetal edema, multifactorial. First of all, the reason she's on hospice, i.e. severe protein calorie malnutrition, could be the number one cause of her edema. Number two, she's not taking her Lasix, of course. Number three, hypothyroidism is the second most cause of fetal edema behind sleep apnea and lymphedema. Number four, resume Synthroid, 50 microgram for 2 weeks, then increase to 75, then check TSH. Number five, alcoholic neuropathy. Number six, history of B12 deficiency. Recommend starting folic acid, 1 milligram PO, B12, 1,000 micrograms sub-Q on a weekly basis. Next number, check weight. Next number, she hates Lasix, does not want to check Lasix. Next number is add hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram once a day. Next number, this should help her with increasing her activity and becoming much more mobile. Next number is history of CHF. That may be contributing to her edema, of course. I don't have a ejection fraction, and she doesn't appear to have any fluid in her lungs. Nevertheless, right-sided heart failure could be causing her pedal edema, as well as pulmonary hypertension. If she's had pulmonary embolus, we know she's had DVT in the past. Next number, the DVT itself causes pedal edema because of incompetent valves that are created after blood clot has been there. Next number is weakness. Next number is total ADL dependency. Next number, we'll start above modalities and recheck patient in the next 2 to 4 weeks. Again, the pedal edema is multifactorial, as was put forth above. Thank you.